was by the excellence of your Ruah, Almighty Yahweh, that we enter into the presence of our Abba through the veil of the power of Yeshua HaMashiach. We do barak you this day as we gather your mighty name and the strength of assurance that you have granted unto the house of Israel, Yeshua the Lord, the offering for the sin of Israel, is the strength and the assurance we have in your Torah. And so as we gather here this Scripture Truth evening, we pray that there be a sincere motive, the love of Israel, and our desire, our purpose, that it shall be pure, Almighty Yahweh, that we will have no false pretense, some kind of ulterior motive, but that we should please you in all things. So we lift our voices unto our Abba and Tota you. We lift our hands unto you and the excellence of your strength. We pray that your shalom, the power of your Ruah, fill Israel tonight, and that everyone in this tabernacle, those that will hear this message on tonight, that they may be endowed with your power of strength, that their love will be assured this night, even in the midst of their trials, afflictions, whatever the distress may be, you may give them assurance and strength tonight. Touch every mind, every body. Touch every love. Touch those that are listening by live stream. They may hear the wonderful counsel of our Abba. For it is you, Almighty Yahweh, that gives counsel unto Israel. And in that counsel we find strength. We find assurance, the hope, to continue on the path you have ordained for Israel. For we know that our way is certain. We have assurance tonight, without any doubt at all. Give us all strength, I do pray, and cause every love to rejoice with great Tota unto Yahweh, for the bountiful blessings that you have given unto us all. We are Hava, we love you tonight. We barak you with praises of worship as we bow down unto you, that we may all be strengthened in the mighty name of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. We esteem you, we exalt you in that precious name of Yeshua. Israel cried hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The offering of Yeshua HaMashiach. We do pray tonight that you will change our own identity into the identity of the citizenry of Israel. We may be the citizens of the kingdom, that we may know our identity, and that our love will be changed. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. Prince of ours, Shalom, we barak you. Israel cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may Yah enrich you tonight. Shalom, shalom. You may be seated. It's always an excellent time to enter into the presence of Almighty Yah. He declares, where there are two or three that are gathered in his name, there shall He also be in the midst of that assembly. And when the Ruah of Yah comes, it comes to impart unto Israel the truths that make them free from the power of darkness, that even our own dark imaginations and thoughts, that the word of Yah that He imparts into us, that it will not succumb to our own thoughts. That's why we need the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach, that we may know the fullness of our Abba. And once we begin to understand the fullness of Him, we'll begin to walk in the excellence, the perfection, the maturity of Almighty Yahweh. And that is needed in this hour. We must walk in the maturity of Almighty Yah. This is an immature generation. It is one that is very juvenile. It is one that do not possess the essence of Almighty Yah. We must have all the ingredients of Torah in order for us to walk as mature ones in Yahshua. You cannot make bread without the proper ingredients. You cannot have leshem bread unless you have all the proper ingredients that it may be well to your palate. It may taste well. Now you can concoct something, but it does not supply the necessary fulfillment that you're looking for in a piece of bread. And that is why HaMashiach is the bread of life. And everything that was in Torah, the ingredients of HaMashiach was the fullness of Torah. And so there is nothing that is lacking at all. The only reason it is lacking because we are a people that forgets very easily. This is a forgetful generation. I want you, by the Ruah of Yah, I want to impart something in us tonight. And I want you to remember this. I want you to take it to heart. Take time to refresh your Ruah by the living word of Almighty Yahweh. You've given too much time to triviality, things that are full of frivolity and folly. We love foolishness, but there is no pure appetite generated from the inward parts to delight in the word of Yahweh. We have time for everything, but the study of Scripture, to be intrigued by Scripture, to be strengthened by Scripture, and to have this affinity, this love for Scripture. Now we show our hypocrisy because when one speaks to that effect, then we began this little process that we began to do it for a short period of time. And because the word of Yah has no delight in you, or you do not delight in it, soon by and by you fall away back into the same cauldron of darkness, whereby there is no ahava, no pure love for the things of Yah. You can never reach the mastery, and that is to understand the power of the word of Yah and the effectiveness of it, that you may use it as a sword against the battle that constantly inundate your mind. Because the enemy has done such a magnificent job drawing you away from the table whereby you're fed, whereby the living bread is on the table, unto a table whereby it's full of vomit and every kind of stench it is. Swine's meat. We need to eat the meat that brings strength and maturity. Shaul says, I would love to give you the meats, the fullness of this truth, but I must feed you with milk because you are still immature. You don't have the readiness of mind. You are not prepared. You do not have the substance in the inward parts. And you cannot receive this truth because you still have this vasculation, or you're going between your fleshly mind and trying to maintain a spiritual mind, the mind of HaMashiach. And he says, I cannot teach you these things. But I want to show us something in Scripture tonight. Because of our forgetfulness, because of our inability to retain, we do not understand what Yah has done for Israel. And I want to teach from a very simple format tonight. But first of all, I want to deal with our forgetfulness. David says in Tehillim, Psalms 88 verse 12. He says unto Israel as he speaks unto us. He says, shall your wonders, shall Yahweh's mighty feats and his wonders be known in the dark? Shall Yahweh's mighty power and the wonders of his works be known in the, what he said, a generation that is Hoshach, a generation that is full of darkness. The mindset has no ability to receive the things of Yah, whereby there is death and destruction and misery. Shall the wonders of Yahweh be known in darkness? And he says, and your Siddiqah in the land of forgetfulness. Shall the power of Yahweh be known to a people that so easily forget? If we are a people that forget Yahweh, and forget the power and the wonders of Yahweh, how will we know what he is able to do for Israel? And because we are so forgetful, our minds are always consumed with this darkness, this hoshaka, this dark mindset. And our thoughts are full of darkness. Our thoughts do not emanate the light of HaMashiach. Our thoughts do not illuminate the bread of life or the living word of Yah that pours out of our inward parts. And so shall the wonders of Yah be known in such a dark place whereby we are so easily to forget the mighty works and the wonders of Almighty Yahweh. And we are a forgetful people. I will show us in scripture some of the things that Yah, he has granted unto Israel. And because we're forgetful, we do not retain, and hold on to it. And if we did, it would strengthen our every resolve. We will walk in the assurance of Yah. We will walk as bona fide children of Israel. And our identity will be made known unto the world. We are not the tail, but we are the head. We are the excellence of Yah's living word. And when his living word has power in the inward parts, it produces the excellence of Almighty Yahweh. And it does. But shall his wonders be made known unto us? But our minds are so consumed with dark thoughts and dark things. We are people that's miserable. We are an ignorant people. That is what this darkness is. We are a people that's wicked. So shall the wonders of Yah, the mighty power of Yah be known to a wicked, ignorant people that rebels against his Torah, shall it be known, and especially to a people that are forgetful, that easily forget what Yahweh has done. The same truth reverberates throughout scripture. It says in the book of James, Yaakov, James, chapter 1, verse 25, I want to lay a little foundation. What shall I lay the foundation? I want to show you, there's an Arabic expression, and it is the Jemul, whereby the word Jim comes from. Jim's, Jemul of Almighty Yah. Yaakov says in James 1:25, but whosoever or whoso look into the perfect Torah of freedom. Now that is the perfect Torah of Yah. Yeshua is that perfect Torah of Yah. The letter of Torah, it brought such bondage. It is the living power of Torah that brings the liberation of Almighty Yahweh. When one does and obey by the Ruah with a willing purpose of love, there's a great liberty that he has within his Abba. And so this liberty of Torah, it brings us freedom. And that is what Yeshua did. He brought us liberation. from the bondage of speculation and idiosyncrasies. He brought us liberty in Torah, and the power of Torah brings liberation unto Israel. So if we look into this perfect liberty or this freedom of Torah, and it only comes in Yeshua HaMashiach. You cannot have this freedom outside of Yeshua. Men are trying to secure this freedom by the letter of Torah. It will never produce anything at all. Nothing at all. It will produce a self-righteous people, an arrogant, boastful people. Yeshua came to liberate us from our emotional expression, from our own self-righteousness, that the power of Torah and the freedom of Torah is delivered by Yahweh through this living truth that was free from every power of bondage, every power of sin. That's why he did not sin. And in Torah, you will not find the liberty to sin. That is what the living power of Torah does. It causes us to live within the context and the framework of the living word, Yeshua. In him we live, in him we move, and in Yeshua we have our being. Our minds are stable because of him. We have this mind of Yeshua. We will not forget. Because we have an earthly and a sensual mind, we are always forgetting. We don't forget sensual things and earthly things, but the things that produce the spiritual Torah of Yah, we forget. We forget those things. So whosoever look into this perfect Torah of freedom, and they continue therein, that person being not a forgetful, a shakeach, not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be brought in his deed, or in his deed, his mitzvah. When one looks into the liberty of the Torah, and one continues in that, and he is not a forgetful man, then that one shall be blessed. He shall be brought. He shall be received of Yah. Yahweh will look upon that one and the sweet savoring aura that goes up from him. It blesses the love of Yah. That he is enthralled with that one. That man shall be blessed in his deeds, his works, his mitzvah, his works of tzedakah, or his works of righteousness. You will see the fruit of that. This is a generation that has very little fruit or works of tzedakah. Works of the flesh that are corrupt, full of deceit and lies. It is a generation that is vile. It is an indignant generation when it comes to the things of Yah, to regard what Yah has established. Yah has established his order. He established it with Shalishim's apostles and Nabi prophets and evangelists. He established that. It was not by the hand of man, but it was by the hand of Yah. He established his order. He established his foundation. He did not rely upon man to establish that. And this foul generation disregards that. It is an unscrupulous, wicked generation. That's why they have no liberty. That's why they can't worship Yah. That's why they can't maintain the Torah life of Yah in them. It is a superficial one. They're false. They're not genuine. They're not trustworthy. They are Judas, Yahudas, Ikariot. That's what they are. They're deceivers. And the thing of it is, they deceive themselves. They don't deceive anyone. They deceive their own love. There's a work of deception and wickedness that's vile there. When a man looks into this liberty, what Torah brings, and he is not a forgetful man. He remembers, as the old ones would say, they remember where Yah brought them from. They understood the journey. They went back to the Ancient of Days, and they understood the journey that Yah brought Israel out, and their lives are parallel to that. And they are not forgetful. And they see this liberty that they have in Yeshua. This pure liberty that you're free from all iniquity and transgressing the Torah of Yah. without sin. We have been taught that we are going to sin, but Yah, the Torah was set forth among His people that they will understand the infractions against Yah, and that because it became a living entity in them, that they were, their deeds will be based upon what Torah expressed in them. Because many do not have the written living Torah in them, they express what's in them, and that is deceit and lies and corruption and folly, what they express, because that is what rules the reins of their life. That is what controls them. It is not this living, true hope that we have in the power of Torah. So you can't be a forgetful hearer. And we are forgetful people. You will forget this message when you leave here tonight. But you will not forget the foolishness of frivolity. You will not. You will not forget foolish things. Your mind will be inundated with such foolishness. And your thoughts will be captivated with foolishness, greed, and lust. And yet this which gives us perfect liberty and life, we forget it so easily. You wonder why we look malformed. We look dysfunctional. Our minds do not operate the way Yah intends for them to operate. Our love is so far from Him because we are forgetful people. And when a man looks into this liberty, when he sees the very power and this liberation that Yahshua brings, he never forgets that. He is always reminded of Him. His mind is always on Yahshua because he never gets weary. He never gets weary in his labor, in his mitzvah unto Yah. His labor, his deeds that prove the authenticity of the truth of the Torah of Yah. It is our lives and our expression in our lives to prove unto a generation whereby the power of this Torah, it is one of living Torah, or something that is dead. It is a religious practice, and that's all we do with it. Practice some form of ritualism and some actions that we think procure unto us life. And it never does. It doesn't procure the life unto us. That's why you hear people say, well, quote, I am not a bad person. Unquote. Quote, well, I'm a good person. Unquote. Lies. There's none that's tough. Your love is wicked. Tell me your wicked deeds, your wicked actions. David says here in Tehillim, turn back to Tehillim. 103, and I want to begin at verse 1. But let me read this out of the book of Wisdom, out of the Apocrypha. It says in Wisdom 16:11, it says, Yahweh, you to remind them of your oracles, of the things that you have done, they were bitten. To cause them to understand and to look up, Yah set the fiery serpents among Israel, and they were bitten. To remind them of the oracles of Almighty Yahweh. I know this is in Apocrypha, but this is profoundly wise here. It is full of truth. So He sent the serpents to remind them. Do you understand that? He sends the sword to remind you today. He said, and they were bitten. And then were quickly delivered. Lest they shall fall into deep forgetfulness and become unresponsive to your kindness. When one fall into deep forgetfulness, they become unresponsive to the kindness of Yah. Can I give us an illustration? Deacon Benny reminds us often and all the time that we should be responsive unto Yah. And because we fall into deep forgetfulness, we don't recall the oracles of Yah. What He has done, how He has breathed the breath of life in you. And how you are enabled to rise this morning. And because you don't remember the oracles of Yah, you are an unforgetful generation. And you forget, and because you forget, you become unresponsive. You do not respond unto Yahweh. So there is no responsiveness unto him. And there is no Torah. There is no liveliness of response unto him. So we become unresponsive. And the reason why, because we are a forgetful people, he had to send serpents to bite them, to remind them that I brought you this way. I am the one that delivered you from the crushing blows of Pharaoh. And look how you've forgotten that. And that's the way we are. We forgot. We forgot. Because of the darkness, the wickedness, and the ignorance of our minds, we forget. We don't take the things of Yah very sincerely. They're not sincere to us. It is a formality, just a form, a ritual. That's from the book of wisdom, but it resonates great truth, doesn't it? He had to send that to remind them. So he sends the sword among Israel today to remind us that we will not fall into deep forgetfulness and become unresponsive to your kindness, to the love kindness of Yah. This is a generation that is unresponsive. Some of you sit before Yah as dead men and women. You have no responsiveness to Yah. Because you are a forgetful man, you are a forgetful woman. And the reason you forget, because your mind is inundated with wickedness. It is a mind that is based upon dark principles. And your thoughts are always on the things that remove Yahweh from your thought process. You don't think about Yahweh. Yeshua is not your Prince of Shalom. It is the things that you think are valuable and important unto you. And what Yahweh says, his oracles are important. So he sent the serpents to smite them, that they will look up and say, look where he brought me from. Look what he delivered us unto, because we forgot. And every time they will forget the very kindness of Yah, he will send them or deliver them into the hands of the oppressor. And they will oppress. They will oppress. And the reason you are oppressed today, the reason that your situation got you bound down and bogged down, because you have forgotten. You have fallen into a deep unforgetfulness. And you have forgotten what Yah had done to you. You see, there was a time you were not so contaminated with all the cares of this world. There was a time that the simple truths of Yah motivated you, that you were responsive unto him. And because you have forgotten the oracles of Yah, you have forgotten the plain path that he has brought us to, you are falling into this deep unforget, or this deep forgetfulness, that you don't remember what he has done. And when you don't remember that, you become very unresponsive. You're dead, twice dead, plucked up. You have no response to Yahweh. Your love doesn't respond to him. You're not intrigued with the bread that he feeds you. Yeshua is not the living power of Torah. He is not the living strength of his Torah in you. He goes on to say, for neither herb or your herbal remedies or your herbs that you have taken cured them or cured him. But it was your word, O Yahweh, which heals all men. Not your poultice, not your remedies, not your salve. It's the power of prayer. Not your murmuring like some weak, effeminate thing. It's the power of your word that heals all men. And we have forgotten that. We have looked in another direction except Yah. We have turned our eyes away. We have become forgetful. We have fallen into a deep trance. What about the oracles of Yah? They do not percolate in the inside. What percolates in us is a wickedness that is so vile. A stench that is so vile that it causes the nostrils of Yah to cringe. It's such an odor that is foul and full of stench. It's a sickening one. Because there is nothing real there. When you put the real ingredients in a pound cake, the real pure butter, Toda, it tastes different than the things that are artificial. No, not imitation vanilla extract, but pure. The aroma, the fullness of the body is different, isn't it? So it is when you get the pure ingredients of Yah in you. You will sense that your attitude is different, your personality. You will not be so juvenile. I've never seen so many juvenile people in all of my life. And I'm not that far along in this lifeline spectrum to have met so many people. But I've never seen such juvenile, such immature people, and so insecure. Yahshua knew who he was because he had a purpose. So the forgetfulness, because we are forgetful, we have missed out on the blessings of Yah. That we says in Tehillim 103 verse 1. He cries, Barak, bless Yah. All my being, the fullness of my entire substance. And all that is within me, he says, bless Barak, his Kadosh name. He cries again, Barak Yahweh, all my being. And he says and he speaks to his mind, and forget not all of his Jemul. We have gotten the benefits of Yah. He said, and forget not all of his benefits. He had to bring them back to the oracles. They have gotten the benefits. I'm going to show you some benefits of Yah. It is one thing when a man looks for employment, the first thing he is conscious of, what are the benefits? He wants to know what the benefits are. And here is one that gives us Jemul, benefits that are greater than the IBM, the Hewlett Packard could ever give. And yet we forget them. The man works in his job, his employment, he doesn't forget his benefits. He knows the limitations of his expense, whether it's medical or dental, and yet we don't know the limitations because Yahweh is not limited. Now we say, forget not. Do not forget. Do not shakah. Do not allow them to become darkened under the rubble of darkness and sin and ignorance. Do not forget the Jemul, the benefits. This is a generation that have forgotten the benefits of Almighty Yahweh. They don't think about His kindness or the things that He has done. It is a generation that is ignorant of the benefits of Yahweh. They are oblivious to it. They have no conscience at all to the benefits of Almighty Yahweh. And forget not His Jemul. I want to read the Arabic expression or the definition. His jemuls are his rewards. Something to promote well-being, to be useful and to be profitable to you. Now we have forgotten the benefits of Yah. I want to express some here in the book. He says in verse 3, we're going to examine the jemuls of Yah, some of them. He tells us who forgives, who shalak, who pardons all of your iniquities. Now that's a benefit of Yah. I don't care what kind of psychologist or psychiatrist you go to. When there is a dysfunctional mindset, all of the counsel will never give you the strength of that thing that you have done, that it is taken away. But He forgives us of all of our vile and corrupt ways. We defy the Torah. That is a Jemul of Yah. That is a benefit of Yahweh. And look at this. And heals. And He rafa. He make us healthy. He heals not some, but all of your diseases. We have forgotten that. We are looking to the politics or the remedies, but we are not looking to Yahweh. He says that is a Jemul, that is a healthy benefit and a reward for you, who heals all, who heals all. Not some. He heals all of our diseases. What a profoundness of that. He forgives you of your transgressions, your defying of His Torah, and even in the midst of all your complicated sickness, oppression of mind, whatever it is, Yah heals all. That is the benefit of Yah. You don't get that from the fifth general. You don't get that from the finest medical institutions. Yahweh heals them all. And because we are forgetful, and because our minds are ignorant and darkened, we have forgotten the oracles of Yah. We don't visit the oracles of Yah. And so He must permit, He allow the sickness and death to come among Israel, that our minds may be turned back. Our minds are not turned back. Turn to the way of sin. Turn back to iniquity. So He suffered it in the midst of His house, His camp, that we forget not. You don't have praying mothers anymore. You don't have praying husbands. You don't have praying wives. You have no one praying today. No one has an affection for Yahweh. And that's why you're forgetful. That's why you're forgetful. Even under the auspice of my grandparents at our homes, at least there was a principle taught to remind us, although we were ignorant and we did not know, but it reminded us of the mitzvah and the principles of Yah. And that was something that guided us during the day. We will think about, you can't steal, you can't lie, you can't do those things. And because of this damnable generation, they're wicked, the mammies are wicked, the pappies are wicked, and they impart to their children the same damnable spirit that they have been raised by. You've forgotten where He's delivered them from. Now He heals you of all of your diseases. I believe that. That is the Jemuel of Yah. He heals us of all of our diseases. He forgives you of all of your iniquities, your defiance of Torah, your acts that are blatant. And when you remember what He has done, it calls you to do what David said, bless Yahweh with all of my being and all that is within me. I shall barak. I shall esteem, I shall worship, I shall bow down to His kodash name. That's why He said that. That's why He preferences, bless, barakia, barakia, barakia. I will barakia with everything. As Deacon Bennett so candidly reminds us, the reason we can't do it because we have forgotten the benefits of Yah. You've forgotten how vile you were that day and the stench of your damnable wicked ways and your lying tongue. You've forgotten your sins. You've forgotten what He has done in the process of time. Your iniquities purge and cleanse. Your mind oppressing your thoughts being bogged down by the powers of hell. And He heal you. He makes your mind healthy. Your thoughts healthy. Your life healthy. And you forget that. Forget not. David said, forget not. Forget not. Don't forget the benefits, the Jemuel, the benefits of Almighty Yahweh. For they make you healthy. For they make you conscious of Him. For they make you remember Him. Because we're not healthy, you can't draw. A healthy tree cannot draw water. A dead tree cannot draw water. A dead plant, a rotten plant, rotten in the field, it cannot absorb water. It doesn't have the necessary ingredients to draw. We are dead in our sins. We are full of trespassing the Torah of Yah. That's why we can't draw from the well. That's why we can't draw from the source of life, Yahshua HaMashiach. We draw from a system full of corruption and sin, vileness and wickedness. And that's why we are distorted and our minds are corrupted. Our bodies don't function, our minds don't function. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to make one friend. Yahweh's house is not going to be delivered. Unless there are some shoftim judges to judge the leather, the vim of his house. We have forgotten the benefits of Yah. Man that works at IBM, he can tell you all the benefits. And he goes to that job thinking, he calls the job, quote, good, unquote, when he realized the benefits. Oh, medical expenses. Dental for you and your children up to $7,000. No fee to be paid. Oh, he thinks he has a gem then. And yet Yah says, but there is no healing in the healing balm. They cause your mind to be oppressed and your body to be destroyed. He said, but my benefit is I heal you from all of your diseases. Your sickness I deliver and I heal you. And not only that, but I forgive you of your sins that you defied me and did not seek me earlier. You can't get that from no corporation of America. They corrupt you. They tear your body down. They tear your physical mindset down. You worry about losing your job or maintaining it. They destroy you. And yet Yah says, I heal you of all of your diseases. That's what he says. He says, who redeem, who ga'al, who bought you, who purchased you, who redeems your life from destruction. My, what a benefit. He shall redeem your life from destruction, from the powers of hell, to destroy you and to bring you low that you reject me. You can't get that from no corporate America. You can't get that if you're a billionaire. But Yah says, I redeem your Shahim, your life, not from some, but from all destruction, from every form of destruction. I bought you from that. I purchased you that you will not be destroyed. We forget his benefits. You can't get that from Hewlett Packard. If anything, they bring destruction. They keep you away from your wife and children. They cause you to rebel and reject your husband. They keep you away from your family life. Yah says, I'll redeem you. I bought you. I purchased you. Hallelujah. He said, I did it with something that is so sufficient that no one, nothing at all can defy that. With the precious blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, I'll redeem you from all, not some, all destruction. Come on, somebody. He's redeemed Israel from all destruction. What a benefit. What a benefit to have. What a benefit. Though he slay me, I will not deny him. Though he take my life, I will not deny him. He redeemed us from destruction. Death, hell, and the grave is going to be destroyed. He has not made us to be part of that. There's no death to the righteous of Yah. Little jailer, she didn't die, she just slept. She waits for the redemption. For the winning of the fullness of Almighty Yah. And if you don't have no hope of that, you are flat out fool. Then everything you do is full of vanity. Hallelujah. He redeems us from all destruction. Not some, but redeem us from all destruction. And look at this, he crowns, he surrounds us with love, kindness, and tender mercies. What a benefit. In the midst of all of your affliction, Yah says, I surround you, I crown you with love, kindness, and tender mercies. Come on! You can't find that in these hospitals. You found this false thing, but he said, I surround you. The love kindness. I'll be tender to you. I'll be merciful to you. Hallelujah. That's the benefit of Yah. You can't buy that. IBM can't buy that. That's why they got the psych doctors and everything to try to help you. But you can't buy that. You can't get that with friendship. Yah says, I will surround you. Even in the midst of chaotic calamities, I will surround you with love kindness and tender mercies.
What is greater than the love kindness of Yah? It is tender mercies. He's tender. He's tender with us. He's delicate. He handles us as though we are His. He looks down at us with love kindness and tender mercies. And we are forgetful of that. We forget the benefits, the jemuels of Yah. Come on, brothers and sisters. He has to send a sword to remind us and cut us and show us our transgressions, our sins, our iniquitous, vile, evil, sadistic, corrupt ways. That's what He must do. Hallelujah. Surround us, Yah, with love kindness and with Your tender mercies. Hallelujah. Look at verse 5. He satisfy, He shabah. He enriches you. He satisfies your mouth with 12 things. Hallelujah. He feeds you wonderful things. He satisfies your inward parts with 12 things. The enemy calls your love and your heart, your belly to be filled with bitterness and hatred and every kind of vile thing it is. But Yah said, I will satisfy you. I will enrich you. I will make you complete. I will make you healthy with 12 things. And we know that every 12 gift, every perfect thing comes from Yahweh Almighty, the Abba of light. Yeshua is the light. And every word He speaks to us, it is a 12 thing. He satisfies. Hallelujah. Jobs don't satisfy today. IBM can't satisfy. But Yah said, I satisfy. Hallelujah. I satisfy your will with parts, with tall things, to make you rejoice and remember what I've done, that your mind will always be remindful of the works I've performed. And that's what David said, feed me until I want no more. Yahweh satisfies us with tough things. Hallelujah. He doesn't satisfy us with corrupt things and things that are vile. But He feeds us. He satisfies us with tough things. Things that are pleasant for the inward part. They may seem bitter going down, but they will satisfy you. They will enrich your life. They will make you strong. They will make you healthy. They will make you vibrant. They will make your mind to be steadfast on Yah. They will make you not to be a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the mitzvah of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. He satisfies Israel. He says, I satisfy you so that your youth is hadash, is renewed. You are reinvigorated. You're repaired like the eagles. Do you hear that? When Yahweh satisfies the inward parts, then your youth is renewed. The viability of your youthfulness, it is repaired. It is renewed. He restores you back to the place where He first found you. And you're delighted to be delivered from the mire of sin and darkness. That's what His satisfaction does. He renews us. He repairs us. He restores us back unto Him. It invigorates us. It causes us to be lively. The reason we're not invigorated, the reason we're not repaired, we are a forgetful people. Our minds are inundated with darkness. We don't forget what our brother or sister did 3 months ago, 3 years ago. That is a damnable wickedness. But we do forget the shemul or the benefits of Yah. I tell you, I want to remember. I want to keep and maintain the benefits of Yah, because He heals me. He heals me of all of my diseases. Of all of my diseases. I don't want my mind disease whereby I can't think on the plentifulness and the top of Yah. I don't want it that way. I want Him to satisfy me. Even though in the midst of sickness and death, that the strength of my invigoration of this tikvah, the hope of Yah, revives me. That I look and press for the kingdom. I have something to look for. I have something to look forward to. There's nothing like an eagle. Buzzard can't get up like an eagle. A vulture can't get up a sparrow. He gets up. He gets up above the turbulence. And he sees everything. He has the ability to see just what he needs. And we got to get above ourselves to see that we need Yeshua. To see that we need Yeshua. Those souls says, I got just what I wanted. What I need, what he has for me. And I know that his benefits, his jemul are sufficient for me. There is nothing that he leaves unturned. Everything is taken care of. Your mind, your body, your thoughts, your health, your ruah, your rejoicing. He takes care of all of it. Reason we don't know, because we've forgotten. Our minds have become so darkened in this Egypt, in this world, in this dark world. We're so taken by the cares of this life. We're taken by the deceitfulness of riches. And we allow the lust of our own damnable hearts to enter into our minds and captivate us and control us, whereby it chokes up the power of the word of Yah. And we forget what Yah has done, what he has promised, and the benefits of Almighty Yahweh. And so we become hard-pressed and sickened. Our minds are sick. Our bodies can't function. Our thoughts are far from him. So Yah's going to send the sword. And the sword of Yah's the wicked. He's going to use them. He's going to take Israel back. That you're going to remember his Jehovah. You're going to remember the benefits of Yah. And you're going to hold fast to them in the midst of all of your sickness. That is the benefit of Yah, that he will heal you from all. I believe that. I will trust that on death's bed. I will trust that when death embark upon me, I will trust that he will heal me from all, not some. I believe in I that that is the truth of the whole book is a damnable lie. And he told the truth because he cannot lie. Does that he heal you from all? Or he can't heal you very? That's the truth. Hallelujah. You can forget what he's done. But I can't forget what Yeshua did. Those that were palsied, he said, get up, rise, pick up your bed, and walk. Jephthah said, silver and gold I have none. I don't have the riches of the world, but what I have the light of Yah's Torah, and that is Yeshua. Rise in the name of Yeshua and be healed. We don't even pray that kind of prayer of sincerity and devotion because we've forgotten what Yah has done. We've forgotten the oracles of Yah. Even in the old Baptist way, the old mothers would lay hands and pray the prayer of faith. This Jezebel generation, you women, you don't teach these young Jezebel daughters how to be daughters of Zion. And men, you're so full of folly, you're not sober. You can't teach the young men. So there is no thought of Yah. We've forgotten. What if I say something to her? She get upset, rebuke the heifer. Well, if I say something to him, he's gonna fool. I'll rebuke you. Told her, I will. We've forgotten. And so he can't satisfy us. That's why you're not renewed. Your mind is not repaired. That's why you hold on the trash. And damn the trash. Hallelujah. Don't you know if your body maintain the toxicities in you, we begin to cause diseases to fall, right? And that's why your mind is diseased, because you're held on the damn trash that is so damnable, so vile, you're so immature and so juvenile. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing that Yah knows what we need? Well, Pastor Robert, how do you get these messages? By listening to the Ruah of Yah. And watching us, and looking at your faces. I know what we need. I know what is lacking. That's why when you cook, she said, you taste that, and said, needs a little more salt. Not a lot, just a pinch. And when you mean a pinch, you put a pinch there. And the pinch bring the robustness and the flavor to the fullness of his expression there. And we need a little pinch from you. Hallelujah. It's like the child going to sleep, a little pinch. They're awakened and they're renewed. And you need Yah to pinch you tonight. You need a pinch so you don't forget. And the pinch reminds them, don't go to sleep. That's what it reminds them. And so he needs to remind you and pinch you and say, don't forget. You are forgetful people. You've forgotten my Yemuel. The gems that I sent unto you, you've forgotten them. You relied on everything but the gems of Yemuel that I sent unto you. It's because of our ignorance, our unwillingness to be taught by Yahweh. And when you are unwilling to hear the man of Yah speaks unto this generation, you will become a blind one. And you will lead your wife, your sons, your daughters, your children into a blind dog, abysmal pit of darkness of hell. You will not know how to instruct them in the principles of Almighty Yah, because you will not have the emunah. And the way you have that, you must hear the principles, the oracles, the speech, the deeds, the works, the wonders of Yah. We're not reminded of the wonders of Yah. We forgot about what He has done because our minds are so ignorant, because they're so full of darkness, we've forgotten. Hallelujah. He satisfied us. Renew our youth, Yah. We may mount up as wings of an eagle. We may get up and see the light. The eagle sees the light. And I want to see the light. Yahshua is that light. There is no other light. No, I am not the light, but the light of His truth. And the power of the light of Torah is in me. And when you have the light of the Torah in you, then there's a gravitation to Yah and His word. You don't gravitate to folly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says in verse 6, he said, this is our Abba. Yahweh execute. He asah. He accomplished tzedakah, righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Those that are being exploited, those that are being pressed down, he says that he will accomplish tzedakah. He will work that which is righteous for you. He will bring the righteous mishpatim. Our minds get oppressed. Our thoughts, we get bogged down. We can't function right because we forgot the healing balm of Gilead. We forgot that He is able to heal us of all of our diseases. So we turn to counsel that is not counsel at all. We turn to those that cannot counsel us. Because Yah says, what I will do when I speak to your oppression, I will show you my tzedakah, but it is accomplished by my mishpah, my judgment, and I will judge and let you know your iniquities, your transgression is forgiven. When the Ruach Yah comes, it always comes to reprove the world of sin. It comes to show us the sin. It is always the sin issue, brothers and sisters. That is the thing that bring us under and cause us to forget the Torah of Yah. It is the sin issue. The sin issue of pride. The sin issue of your arrogance, your haughtiness, your self-wicked righteousness. Which are not the righteousness of Yah. And we forget what He has done. And so we hear the first word of Yah, we're not renewed. It doesn't satisfy us, makes us bitter. We hear the judgment of Yah, it makes us bitter. You know, I received a letter from a young sister. She's 22 years old, 21, 22. And if you read her testimony, her life is so sad. The sins, the wickedness, no different than ours. But she says this as she concludes the letter to me. She says, Pastor Roberts, I'm afraid to meet you. To see you. Because I know when I see you, you're going to reprove me and correct me. But she says this that caused my love to rejoice greatly. She says this, but I'm looking forward to you doing that to me, that you may correct me in the way of Yah, that I may walk in the path of Yah more perfectly. She said, above all things, I look forward to that you do reprove me. This is a vile generation. The stench of it. It doesn't want anyone to correct it. Well, all of her sins means nothing to me. All of her sins mean nothing. Has nothing to do with me if I correct her. But it is the willingness of her love. Hallelujah. You see, these are the benefits that when one realizes the benefits, the Yemuel of Yah, they won't rejoice as greatly. When we will bless Yahweh with all that he has, you that have no power to bless him, to barak him, is because you don't know the benefits of Yah. You don't know the benefits of Yahweh. And because you don't know the benefits of Yahweh, you don't bless him. You go to the doctor, you smile at him, thank you, Dr. Smith, Dr. Jones. You are here with a great veracity. Yet the healer of all diseases, we don't honor. Come on here, somebody. We respect the doctor's, his opinions, his words. But Yah says, I heal you, this is your tibul. I will heal you of all your diseases. And I will tell all you brothers, us people here, you that are listening, you better begin to break down your knees. You better begin to destroy this vile nature of your flesh. You better stop let out with pretense from the house of Yah, because you're lazy as hell, you're wicked, there is no prayer life, and you don't want to pray. You better stop it, you wicked child of hell. You make excuses not to come to Yah, because you're not mindful of what he has done. You're a wicked thing of hell. I don't take nothing back. I don't repent of one word that I speak. You're wicked as hell. You're shiftless. You've forgotten what he has done. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of our sinfulness, when we were even touched by Yah, even though we were ignorant, our minds went back to what? The things we had performed. And the more we realize the workings of Yah, it caused the tears to flow with greatness. And as you began to mature and to progress, when your mind would go back, I know there are times that, yeah, I don't even know how I feel. But I know I can express this feeling. There are times I'm sitting, I talk to my Abba all the time. He is my father. I want to run to his arms. Just like little Abner, the other day he saw his mom and daddy, he ran, Daddy! I want to run to my Abba. I want to run. His daddy didn't say, go away, boy, I'm with mama. He ran and his daddy embraced. I see things, brothers and sisters, and what I see is valuable to the kingdom expression. He didn't shove him away. But he grabbed him and showed him the love kindness and the tender kindness. And that is what assured that boy. I was speaking to his daddy this morning. Sister Celeste was out walking last night. And so he must have been asleep. And so I hear something at my doors. 9:05 after. And I hear this sound. I had my door locked because I was ready to go to bed. And I hear this little thing. I look and I can't see nothing. Who is that? He said, I'm looking for daddy. And mama said, come on in, boy. He had the presence to know where to go. Hallelujah. He knew that he was all right because he knew that daddy or mama was around somewhere. They were around. He knew that. And we forget. See, he didn't forget because he wanted Avat and Ima. We forget our Abba. We forget our motherly one that mothers us, or Jerusalem. We have forgotten the city of Yah. We're not reminded of that. So we're not impressed with what Yah is doing there. That's why Walmart reminds you all the time they got a sale. That's why Kmart reminds you all the time. You can remember the sale at Walmart, but you cannot remember the benefits of Yah. Hallelujah. You can remember what someone wore last week, but you can't remember the benefits of Yah. And they remind you every time, 70% of people send you the little cards, 70% of all merchandise. No, they're lying, and yet the benefits of Yah are greater. And they constantly remind you. They constantly remind you to keep you in that state of lust and desiring. So that's why Yahweh reminds us too, to keep us in the mindset that his benefits are far, they are far superb than any corporation of America. Hallelujah. You see, the corporations of America, when you use so much of their monies and benefits for medical, they're ready to cut you loose. Yah says, I will heal you of all your diseases. Hallelujah. He said, don't forget it. I want you to be reminded of that. These are the benefits of Yah. That we said, forget not. His Yemuah. Don't forget his benefits. But Yah of the pain, don't forget the benefits of Yah. See what this wicked generation does. You have a little pain, you begin to murmur and complain, think that you're the only one. No one has a pain like you. Lies. Lies from hell. And this fat, wicked nation. I think about the pains of Pastor Babu and those people there. Do you think you're going through something? Well, I'm going to die, then die. Hallelujah. What's wrong with that? Look, Jayla gave up the Ru'ah. She let everybody know, I'm going. Hallelujah. So we can generous. Y'all get quiet on that. That's all right. Y'all doesn't change. You've forgotten. You don't remember the benefits of Yah. Hallelujah. Because HaMashiach is not present in your mind. He's not in your thought. Verse 7. He made known his ways to Moshe. And his acts to the children of Israel. Yahweh, he is full of compassion. Look at that. He is full of compassion. And favor, honun, he show us favor, kindness, he's friendly to us, and he tells you, I'm slow to anger. And he said, even though when I get angry, I am plenteous, I am abundant, greatly, far exceeding, richly, in mercy. My kindness, my faithfulness to you, I will be faithful unto you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will take you to the end of this battle, this challenge that is ahead. I will go with you. Put your hands in the hands of Yeshua. Hallelujah. He tells you he will not always chide. He will not always quarrel. Neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt. He has not dealt with us. He has not dealt with you. He has not dealt with me after our sins. What a benefit. You know these doctors today, they deal with you according to your benefits. The landlord gives you a place according to your benefits. How much you make. So he hasn't dealt with me according to my sins. My sins have been many. My iniquitous ways have been shameful. My lying, corrupt ways have been abominable. He has not dealt with us that way. This is the benefit of Yah. And yet we will deal with each other that way. If someone makes an infraction upon you, you will deal with them according to that infraction, won't you? Come on here, people of Yah. You become hostile and angry. Your attitude toward them changes. He said, I have not dealt with you according to your sins. Hallelujah. He said, your sins have mounted up into Hoshemayim. But I haven't dealt with you according to that. Because I'm compassionate to you, Israel. My love kindness. My purpose is to save you. I'm slow to anger. You sin, but I don't get angry like you. And you get angry at me when I tell you to worship me. And to say, Torah, to praise me. You get angry with me. Hallelujah. We get frustrated when one says, come on, lift your hands. Praise you. Come on, praise you. We get frustrated. Come on here. You're not dealing with some drop shot, some shaman. Someone speaks to our sins, we get angry. And Yahweh says he brings his righteousness, his tzedikam, with his mishpatim. He comes to show us his compassion when he judges us. But Yahweh shows you your sins and your shallowness. He is showing you, I haven't dealt with you according to that sin. You have hoarded that in your heart for how long? He said, I haven't dealt with you that way. I'm showing you, I'm slow to anger. And all you have done, I should be furious with you. I should destroy you. You're worthy of death. And there's a death sentence upon you. But because of my benefit toward you, because of my compassion and my love kindness, I have not brought you to destruction. He says, not that you don't deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve every bit of it. But because I've elected you, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because I've elected you, because I've set you for my purpose, I'm going to crown you. I'm going to surround you with my mercies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all right by me. That's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's never dealt with you according to your sins. He said, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. My. Our ways have been so vile and abominable. Come on, brothers and sisters. Sometimes our thoughts are filled with such stench. And Yah says, because I have compassion on you. And I want you to understand the fullness of my mercies. I'm not going to deal with you that way. Although you deal with me that way, I'm not going to do that. Although you reject me, and you deny me, although you treat me wrong, I'm not going to do you that way. Although you get angry at me at the drop of the hat, I'm not going to get angry with you. I'm not going to destroy you in my anger. I'm going to be compassionate and kind to you. He doesn't want us to forget that. That's why he got to remind us, brothers and sisters. We can't forget his benefits. That's why we fall and fault all the time. Because we forget his benefits. And we retain these benefits. We won't fall. Oh, no, we won't. When a man thinks he has a wonderful job, he'll get up and go to work when he's sick. Because his benefits. He gets all the holidays. He gets vacation days and all the sick days he needs. He will go to work even when he's sick. He will press even when he's sick. He will get up because he doesn't want to lose his employment. He doesn't want to do anything to jeopardize his employment. He's mindful of whom he worked for. His thoughts on his job. He wants to make sure that he goes to bed early enough. He wants to prepare himself to make sure he's on time. He's ready and properly prepared to work. And Yah wants us to have a mind that foresees that. He wants us to remember all that he has done. Remember his benefits. Remember his compassion, his tenderness, his kindness, his mercy toward us. He wants us to remember that. He doesn't want us to forget that. And when we remember that, we will baruch him. We will lift up his name. It will fill his house. His name and the honor and the praises will fill his house. You will not have that sluggishness. You will not be sluggish. Because as you count the gems of the jewels of Yah, the jewel, he healed me from all of my diseases. He has surrounded me with his compassion, his mercies. He has not delivered me unto the destruction. He has not given my mind over unto the oppressor to destroy me. That's all right. Hallelujah. You can't buy that with silver. You can't buy that with gold. Money can't buy that. Wealth can't buy it. You cannot get that with the riches of this life. You get this by confidence in the faith of Yah, that measure. Through Yahshua, you receive the benefits of Almighty Yahweh. You're tied in for life. You're tied in for life. They do not diminish. They do not go under. They do not go down because you use them. You use them every day, all day, all through the day. It is a benefits package that never perishes. You don't have to worry about these benefits going under. They don't go under. These benefits never go under. When you're asleep at night, they still active. Hallelujah. When your mind can't even function properly, it's still active. Sure it is. It is the Abba that has delivered us and saved Yisrael. He has not rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the Shema am above the earth, so great is the tender mercy kindness of Yah toward them that fear him. That we fear Yah. His mercies toward you that fear him. They're higher, mama, than what the Hashemayim is. You can't reach it. You just get drowned in it. You can't get to the top. And there is no bottom to his mercies. To you that fear Yah. What is the fear? To hate our evil ways. To hate our froward mouths. To hate our sadistic ways. To hate our pride and our proud ways. Our rebelliousness against Yah. That is the fear, Yah. That we despise the apparatus of the soul flesh. We despise it. We despise our corrupt ways. We despise our murmuring, our complaining, our malcontentment. He tells us in all things, look at what it is you get told. You get told. Hallelujah. If you got to walk to the store, he gives you breath and the strength in your legs to walk. Give Torah unto Yah. We are a generation that is unthankful. We are an unthankful people. He said in all things, if you can crawl, then you give him thanks. In all things you give thanks. He says, how is the Hashem I am? Is from the earth. So is my love kindness, my faithfulness toward you. He said, I want you to know it can't be expressed in words. You just have to look up and see the redemption of Yah. You just got to look up and see the fullness of my expression. He said, you can't see it looking down. I want you to look up. When you look up, you can see the expanse of his mercies, his faithfulness, his tenderness toward us. He wants us to understand that, brothers and sisters. He doesn't want that to leave our thoughts. Even in the midst of all of our trials and affliction, we look up where unto Hashem I am. From where our help cometh from, that is a benefit to Israel. And our help cometh from here. He succor us. He is the helper. He is the excellent helper. He is the help of strength. He is the help that secures us. That's why he wants us to look up.